Myślę, że możemy zaczynać.
I think we can get started. Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome you at our today's meeting dedicated to the presentation of KGHM Polska Miedź results for the third quarter 2018. Today's meeting will be chaired by our Vice President for Financial Matters, Professor Katarzyna Kaczmarska-Gigor, Vice President for Production, Radosław Stach, and Vice President for Development, Adam Bugajczuk. We would like to talk you through the presentation, part of our operating results. Our operating results will be presented by President Stach, economic results by President Kaczmarska-Gigor, and initiatives and projects will be presented by President Adam Bugajczuk. After our presentation, we will invite you to ask questions. Questions can also be asked online. There is also streaming, video streaming, and after the meeting, we will be available to you, and I give the floor to the President right now. Ladies and gentlemen, before we move on to the presentation of the third quarter results, as well as results after the 9 months, I would like to say that after the third quarter, KGHM Group stays within the budget, both in production terms and financially. Let me focus now on our projects. After 9 months, programs of making available the deposits program for metallurgy development, construction of WDR furnace on Legnica plant, our plans for remelting in the future of copper. Everything moves on in accordance with our plans, development of the Iron Bridge, things that are future-oriented for KGHM, related to storage of waste, also the development of southern quarters. We are after a round of consultations with international experts who evaluated our activities within this investment as very professional and very well thought out. With regard to Sierra Gorda, our most important foreign asset, 140,000 processing. These are the things that I will dwell on when presenting the following slides, but this is a signal just now that we are on schedule and in line with our assumptions. Our production results after 9 months, production of payable copper after the third quarter this year is lower by 7% than last year, which follows from the budget which was adopted for this year, rather than from the refurbishment shutdown of the furnace, which is, again, something I will discuss later on. This is the result of our discussions that the budget is lower, and this is very much linked to this three-month shutdown. We also present our results in EBITDA. Again, these numbers are lower, but that is planned and linked to the structure of our budget. The following slides concerning production of payable copper and comparison of the third quarter 2017 and 2018 here at the same levels, slightly lower, minus 7% after 9 months. This is due to lower production at KGHM International Sierra Gorda, and that is also something that stems from lower content in deposits, molybdenum, platinum. That is why the result is lower after 9 months, as you can see in the slide. As regards production of other metals, that is silver, molybdenum, and the accompanying metals, we present here a detailed breakdown. After 9 months, silver is lower, even though the numbers are higher quarter to quarter. That stems from copper production levels, because silver accompanies copper production. It is contained in our ore. So if there is a lower quantity of silver, there is that translates into molybdenum. That is why the results are worse than in 2017. As regards molybdenum and other elements, that is related mainly to the content levels that we indicated in the budget. And this is also a consequence of what we included in the budget. Another piece of information concerns stock of copper ore and the stock of copper concentrate. We adopted a certain schedule of utilizing our stock. Please note, quarter to quarter, we are 20% lower, which is in line with our assumptions. We are also very optimistic about the results expected for the end of the year. We should utilize more of this stock than we assumed in the budget, which is very positive. The same goes for anodized copper. Also, in Głogów, we have some planned shutdown that is related to technological maintenance. Now I give the floor to my colleague. Ladies and gentlemen, as results, economic results, I would like to draw your attention above all to the fact that with regard to revenues of the capital group after 9 months, compared with last year, we recorded a 2% growth. What does it result from? We saw a change in the price of our core products, and this change in price was positive. However, this change was offset by an unfavorable development in exchange rates. So, leaving aside those two factors, we can note that with regard to sales volumes, these volumes were lower. But again, this was offset by sales of concentrate and a growth in GMC revenues in connection with the contract that is performed in the UK. Hence, revenues increased by 2%. As regards per unit cost, in the entire group, the C1 unit cost was higher than in the comparable period last year. It was higher by 18%. And if we look at the structure, the principal driver of the growth in this cost within the group was C1 growth in the mother company, that is KGHM, Polska Miedź SA. This growth was significant because it stood at 32%. And the growth of the C1 cost was mainly driven by the strengthening of the Polish currency compared with reference to the US dollar and an increase in costs by type and lower production of own concentrate. At the same time, during the 9 months 2018, we saw a decrease in C1 cost within KGHM International. This decrease was at 6%. There was also a significant decrease in C1 cost at Sierra Gorda by 30%. This downward development in Sierra Gorda was caused by higher prices of molybdenum. Although in terms of volume, the molybdenum sales dropped, prices grew by so much that the revenues from the sales of molybdenum were higher. As regards operating results of our group, EBITDA was 11% lower than EBITDA after 9 months 2017. The principal reason for that was an increase in operating costs, where we recorded an increase in the cost of coal operations, as well as a higher tax on minerals as compared with last year. This impact was to some extent offset by higher revenues and a change in the EBITDA for Sierra Gorda, which was higher than last year. These are the key factors. The bottom line is that EBITDA is lower by 11%. As for the net result, it is lower than after 9 months, 2017, lower by 41%. The core factors behind this development include lower EBITDA due to operating costs, provisions that were established, the result of the exposure of the group to joint ventures, and consolidation adjustment for Sierra Gorda EBITDA. The other factors included depreciation and other consolidation adjustments. We also had other factors which had a positive impact: exchange rate differences and change in the corporate income tax, which is lower. So the final result is lower by 41%. As regards cash flows, the status of cash flows at the end of the third quarter was about the level was higher by more than 200 million PLN. This was caused above all by positive cash flows on operations. But on top of that, we had some investments which caused negative cash flows on investment activities by over 2 billion. So finally, this caused an increase in indebtedness.
The increase in debt was driven by the fact that the difference between the investment CapEx and operating revenue had to be funded with debt. 1.6 was net debt adjusted EBITDA ratio at the end of the third quarter. So we are in line with the budget and with our targets, because our target was that this particular ratio should be below 2.0. So 1.6 is adequate. Now, costs of borrowing. Given the fact that our debt was higher than during the same period last year, our financing costs were higher. The net debt of the capital group was up by $135 million as compared to 2017, which is 862 million zlotys. So to summarize, we may say that in terms of liquidity position, it is good. Our debt ratios are in line with whatever was planned in the budget. Thank you. Now, let me move on to the macroeconomic environment, and I would like to comment on today's prices of copper, silver, and molybdenum. Well, these prices are important to us because they have direct impact on our financial performance. A higher price of copper compared to last year, but exchange rate US dollar to zloty was a little bit to the downside. And molybdenum has been going up. We are watching the global markets, and we are tracking the global inventory. We can tell from the chart that the global inventory is actually going down, and therefore we are optimistic about the prices of copper in the future. And the prices of copper cathodes in China make us optimistic about the future prices. And in summary, I would like to highlight main production items for international, for Sierra Gorda, and for KGHM Poland. As you can tell, we are everywhere around 75%, so this is what we were expecting after three quarters. We have lesser production of all the associated metals, and we have reduced production of copper and maintenance, but this is due to the lower content of copper and other elements in the ore. Therefore, the results that we are showing are not as good as we anticipated. However, the August and September showed better production at Sierra Gorda, which brings us back to the budget. So, despite temporary shortcomings, we are very positive about delivering the budget for international and Sierra Gorda. Now, main activities that are planned for 2018. And here I would like to highlight the launch of the concentrate roasting installation. This is the last stage of our investment in the Głogów smelter. We've already run two tests on the existing installation. The technology tests disclosed certain errors that had to be mitigated. We are looking forward to the third round of tests, and we are looking forward to launching the concentrate roasting installation because it will help us deliver better performance at Głogów. Now, in terms of international operations, we are debottlenecking Sierra Gorda mine. We are very much focused on delivering that. We are on plan and on the budget. We want to deliver 140,000 in production next year. Next year, we want to have 130,000. Again, the outlook is very positive. And the next slide will be commented by Mr. Adam Bogajczyk. Well, as our CEO said at the beginning of the presentation, all the key investments projects are going as planned. Everything is contracted, and there is no risk that delivery may not happen. Well, this is mostly about the industrial Głogów deposit and Żelazny Most expansion, and we also have work going on RMR furnace. So all the key projects are progressing as scheduled. In terms of the strategy, as we communicated earlier, we are during the review of the existing strategy, and by the end of the year, we will provide you with the update on the revised strategy. The next slide presents the liquidity of the group, also broken down into cost per unit. Currently, the cost level is as planned, and the investment budget is delivered as planned. Now, net profit to EBITDA is also at a very safe level. Net debt to adjusted EBITDA. Now, let me comment on key domestic projects. For mining operations, Deep Głogów is the key project. This is our deep deposit. On the left-hand side, you see the gray bars, which show the change compared to Q3 2017. We were up, which means that the progress is underway, and we are producing from that deeper deposit. So it is happening. As we promised, we are delivering, and this is a positive thing. Now, in addition to that, we continue to build GG1 shaft, and we also work on the surface-based central air conditioning system. We are also working on the expansion of GG2 shaft. This is the future of our company. We are looking forward to 2034 and 2036, so long-term planning, positive news for the positive developments for KGHM in the future. What else we said, we are closing the final stage of the furnace at Głogów, flash furnace at the Głogów, and we are also starting our roaster. As the CEO said, we are very positive and optimistic about having the successful launch of these installations. Now, we also have a range of different projects that are underway to bring us to compliance with the BAT directive, and we included emissions of arsenic in the scope, and we have a number of projects that will help make sure that our emissions are not as harmful to the environment as they could be. And finally, let's have a look at the key international projects. First of all, Sierra Gorda mine and the production of copper for the last 9 months, 69,000 tons, molybdenum 19.5 million pounds. And the most important thing is to continue the debottlenecking program, where we want to remove the bottlenecks that are affiliated with the processing operations. This project is underway, and again, it makes us very optimistic when we look into the future. Sierra Gorda oxide is the next project, and this oxide processing project is at Sierra Gorda. Now, Victoria and Ajax are currently under review. We are revising certain underlying assumptions that we made for this project. The macro environment situation is evolving. Therefore, when we are presenting results on the next occasions, it would be a good opportunity to keep you updated on the plans regarding these projects. But please bear with us because we need to complete our review. Thank you very much for your attention, and thank you. Well, thank you, and the floor is open for questions.
Hello, Paweł Puchalski, Santander. On slide 24, you're showing how much capital expenditure you had this year. Would you please comment why we have such a poor delivery? Why is this level so low? Did you give up on some projects, or are you able to half your costs on the projects that are going on? Can you show yourself, please? Oh, yes, here. Thank you. Well, to answer your question, let me say right away that no development projects have been put on hold. You're asking about certain costs. Well, these costs are lower than anticipated because some schedules were shifted, or there were some financial discussions. We thought that it would be 100 million, and then we were being able to get the same product or service for 50 million. Well, the project is delivered, but the budget is not fully delivered. But all these projects that we mentioned, BAT and others, are multi-billion projects. Therefore, whenever the schedule is shifted, it may impact the delivery of the CapEx. But we are very optimistic about the ongoing delivery, and in our annual report, we'll be able to provide you with the full report on the delivery. But the most important thing is that we are not stepping down from anything. So this is mostly about shifting in time. So we simply do not see CapEx in Q1, but it will be coming up in Q4 and later on. Yes, but it may be very well the case that we are not going to deliver 100% of the CapEx. It's not that we are going to show the full burden for Q4. As I said, this This is partially due to the financial negotiations and time shifts. Okay, KGHM International, OPEX was going up strongly in Q3, and that was not driven by reduction in inventory because your production was equal to your sales. So my question is whether Q3 is really representative for next quarters to come. Well, we would have to review the whole budget, and we would have to scrutinize all the underlying assumptions. As a matter of fact, the first half of the year was more optimistic in terms of production. The second half of the year was more pessimistic. I don't want to explain why it happened like that, given the budget structure. But in terms of our production, July, August, September were very positive. And Q4 is still underway, but I may say that we expect to deliver the budget for the year and Q4. And any partial non-delivery can be due to the content of metal that we have in the current ore. Okay, the third question is about Sierra Gorda. You said that you are very optimistic about delivering the annual budget. Given the Sierra Gorda volumes, and that would be a major accomplishment because Sierra Gorda has been lagging behind after three quarters. Therefore, I would like to have an explanation. How come that you can make such a leapfrog, either in technology or otherwise, just within the 3 months? Well, I'm sure that you have come across the opinions that we keep saying that we are working on improvements. We are fine-tuning things here and there. We are trying to get in line with the characteristics of the deposit that we are working on. The zones are being shifted a bit. And it is true that from July, we have been managing that deposit in such a way that we were able to start the actual delivery as promised, and therefore I'm very optimistic. I would never say that we are going to over-deliver, but I think that it's very likely that we will deliver. Why? Well, because we've been doing a good job on Sierra Gorda. And also, like things that we've done in the past, we see the increment and all the financial investments and all the CapEx that went to Sierra Gorda has to start working, and it is paying off. So next year, 130,000 and 140,000 in 2020, in my opinion, is likely to be delivered.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Paweł Wieprzowski, Wood & Company. I have a question about CapEx. What can we expect? What portion of those projects will be shifted to the next year out of those projects which are delayed? Can you give us any guidance about your CapEx plans for next year? And the second question is about Sierra Gorda. What are you planning for the upcoming 2 years? And with regard to debottlenecking, what is going to be the split of copper and molybdenum? I would start answering with stating that 140,000 tons is our target, our principal objective to achieve by 2020. We assumed 130 level for processing, and a lot of things have already started. Further development will depend on the macroeconomic environment, but any financial shifts can be discussed at the end of the year when we know more exactly where we are, what the financial setting is like. Jakub, mBank. I have the first question regarding the assumed level of concentrates and inventories for the end of the year. The stock of concentrate, copper and concentrate. Okay, the inventory of concentrate results from the failure of furnace in copper plant, Głogów. We have a schedule that indicates our processing capacity, and we are proceeding in accordance with the schedule. This is a positive development. We have a plan of how to get out of it, because that is where our money is frozen. And this inventory on Głogów results from planned downtime, which was calculated in accordance with what we need in order to ensure smooth production without any slowdowns or stoppages. And this inventory level will serve us to achieve the parameters that we assume for next year. To be more specific about my question, is it possible to go down to a technical level of about 15,000 tons of this inventory in concentrate and the anodes for 10,000? Technical inventory for Legnica is 10,000, 60,000, so 50,000 doesn't fit to the numbers I'm aware of. According to my knowledge, this is a level we are going to achieve by 2020. And for anodes, we are adjusting our plans to the timing of the refurbishment. We are continually in touch with our sales division, and at the end of the year, we'll be able to give you more accurate indications. But we are now in line with our plans. And the last question regarding Sierra Gorda, because I feel that there is somewhat more optimistic news from you regarding the future of this mine. So at the end of the year, you are going to calculate the value of this company and possibly reverse the impairment write-offs that you had recently. Well, as of now, we are waiting for the closure of the year. We are waiting for December, and we will inform you of our decisions at the end of the year. Once again, I am sorry for not asking these questions. First of all, what do you expect this MET to be like next year? Do you expect this tax to be reduced, or will it simply be reallocated between the state budget and local budget? As of now, we have an announcement from the Ministry of Finance that 5% can be down to local governments. And this is what we have until the Ministry of Finance makes official announcements concerning this manual extraction tax indications. So before we have more accurate guidance, we won't be able to give you any more specific information on the subject. I would like to ask you about the expectations concerning energy, CO2, and salaries for next year. KGHM is the largest recipient of energy in Poland as of now. Everybody knows that. We are 151. We are implementing 151 program, which is aimed at replacing our existing equipment with more energy efficient ones. At present, we are holding talks with the Ministry of Energy, and until those increases are specified, it is very hard for us to give you anything more concrete. When can we expect some more concrete information? I think at the end of the year. Are there any other questions? Robert Majtota, I would like to ask about the level of production of copper on Polish assets next year. Could you try to quantify that from your own input? Well, the plan for next year is higher than this year's, both in the production of copper in mines and in Legnica, Głogów. We want to reach 92%-94%, so the plan is higher than for this year, and we will show you details at the end of the year, but the general information is it is higher. And the second question regarding the cost level in Sierra Gorda, it changed significantly quarter to quarter. There was also a change in molybdenum. And apart from byproducts being lower, the cost base grew organically in the third quarter. What was the reason for that? The cost generator in Sierra Gorda, like in Poland, is the production level. If the production goes down, and that was the case for molybdenum, if the production is not really on track, the same goes for copper, and that entails changes in costs. We are working, in fact, all the time in order to see a positive impact on costs next year. If there are no other questions, I would like to look at the questions that were asked online. And here, there are some points that have already been brought up here. Questions about forecasts, expected increases in prices, in particular for energy. We have already addressed that. We have also talked about this manual extraction tax. And the other questions have already been answered. Maybe I will read one more. Costs for C1 costs in Poland, quarter to quarter went down, but only during the time of normalization of production. What were the main drivers of cost increase? I would like to reiterate the principal C1 cost driver for copper production and in KGHM in general is production. If production is lower than last year and C1 was lower than last year, this cost has to be higher. If we keep production as intended, if in terms of machinery quantity, no changes are introduced, but production changes because there was this planned downtime in Głogów, hence there is the cost surplus. I wouldn't really look for any extra factors which could significantly contribute to that. Maybe my colleague would like to add something. I would like to mention changes in the exchange rates. This is something I briefly referred to when discussing C1 costs. Unfavorable change in exchange rates also pushes up the C1 cost. We have already mentioned this, but maybe as a reminder to respond to the question asked by UBS about our expected timeline for a strategic overhaul or strategic review. As regards our strategy, after the presentation of our results, after two quarters, we said that we would work on an update of our strategy. Now we are working on this strategy. We would like to revise it based on the existing macroeconomic environment, make it more realistic in the context of this macroeconomic environment. And by the end of the year, in December, we will present you this updated strategy. If there are no new questions online, Maybe there are some more in the audience. No? In that case, thank you very much. We are available for any questions after this meeting, and also we will be in touch with those who contact our investor relationship office. Thank you very much for our today's meeting, and please feel invited to the next one.